We appreciate you joining us this morning as we get to, I guess, the end of the season. 2-1, the win yesterday, but wrapping up the season, I guess they're just getting ready for this upcoming series against Houston.
Yep, yep. Postseason is here. We have a nice brief period to, as Terry Francona talked about after the game last night, that we have an opportunity for some good days of practice, get everybody focused on the task at hand as we win 91 games, the 22nd time in franchise history that we have won 90 or more games, a third year in a row, our third consecutive divisional title. So we'll play in the postseason for the fourth time in 6 years. So all the nervous knots will get rolling on Friday as we face the Houston Astros down in Houston at Minute Maid Park. And not sure what time the game is quite yet with the craziness going on in baseball with the National League Central and the National League West division being determined today with a two pretty wild baseball games. So should be fun today. 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock to watch the Dodgers and the Rockies and the Cubs and the Brewers. So we're just glad we're not sitting here doing that, that we have a chance to relax, get a little practice in, and then head to Houston to begin what hopefully is a nice long run in October.
Bob, what kind of starting pitching lineups are we looking at?
Well, Mr. Kluber is going to pitch game one Friday. Game two is Saturday, Carlos Carrasco on the mound. And we have not yet announced a Game 3 starter, whether it'll be Mike Clevinger, Trevor Bauer, whether or not Terry's going to go with a four-man starting rotation will determine how many bullpen guys he uses. So it'll be interesting. I think those answers are coming in the next couple days. We don't have to actually submit our roster, the 25-man roster for the postseason, until 10 a.m. on Friday, which obviously is just a few hours before whenever we play that day. So we've got some time to figure out how we want to put our roster together for this specific series.
What's the health of our team as we get into this postseason this year?
Yeah, well, Yan Gomes right now I think is the only one that is a little bit banged up. Everybody believes that he'll be fine by Friday as he was attempting to throw out a runner who was attempting a steal. His hand connected with a bat. Not a good thing. Is his forward throwing motion, you know, his finger went right into the bat and sliced it open. He got stitches immediately. The expectation is the stitches will come out and he'll be fine. So other than that, we're in a really good spot. But unlike a couple years ago when we got to the seventh game of the World Series, we were fighting injury the entire postseason, that we feel pretty good about how we're heading into this postseason, pretty healthy.
And our pitchers are seem to be a peak performance. We finished the season with, four of them over 200 strikeouts. So
yeah,
when you get into that this
record,
time of the season,
yeah, that's a major league record. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Strong starting pitching has been the strength of this team. As I mentioned earlier, winning 90-plus games for three consecutive years, the starting rotation has been the strength of this franchise. And we have four starters who all pitched 200 strikeouts, and that never happened before in the history of baseball. Mr. Kluber is a 20-game winner. Carrasco, 17. Five guys with 10 or more wins out of their starting rotation. So yeah, we feel pretty good about who we're going to roll out there. Houston's defending World Series at home. Their offense is pretty darn good. In the seven games that we faced each other this season, Houston came out on top 4-3, but their offense did have a couple pretty wild games on us. So we're going to have to pitch the ball a little bit better and get our offense cranking. It's going to be a heck of a fight. You know, obviously the way Major League Baseball's postseason's a whole lot different than the NFL and NBA, where half the teams get into the postseason. Starting Friday, there's only 4 left in the American League and 4 left in the National League, and it gets going right away. 5-game set. Can't wait, though. It's going to be real fun.
Right, and it doesn't really matter how you finish the regular season as of last year like it was. You don't want an early exit, so we will take whoever comes out of that other wild card matchup at some point, if that ever gets to that point. But in the meantime, we're getting ready for the Houston Astros. Hopefully our hitting can continue and our pitching. But, Bob, it's just great to have some postseason baseball another year.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. You know, the daily drama of October, it's both exhausting and exhilarating, and let's get it rolling. Yeah, today's an optional workout. Tomorrow we'll have a little scrimmage. Wednesday they'll have a nice day of practice and then get on a plane and head to Houston and have a practice there. So we're getting back into that postseason mode.
Yeah, what about a week for the groundskeepers and everybody at Progressive Field and the stands to get everything prettied up for our weeknight television debut, I guess it would be.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, our game one, which is game 3 of the series, will be Monday. If necessary, game 4 will be on Tuesday. We'll have an off day that Wednesday the 10th, and game 5, if necessary, back in Houston, would be on the 11th. So, and obviously, rest assured, as soon as we hear from Major League Baseball what time we are playing, we will be on TBS, so you can find that on your television or listen right here to Hammy and Rosie. We will let everybody know as soon as possible what time the game is.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It all gets underway Friday, TBA, as they say for the time, but everybody will be watching and listening as we get ready for another season of postseason baseball. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next Monday.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Take care. Go try.
Bob DiBiasio of the Indians joining us as he does throughout the season and now into the postseason.